Aloha, and this is another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. I think I'm up to like 18. They're all reflecting on the spiritual mind power affirmations of Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book. Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations is available at metaphysics.com, also on Amazon. We've been going over these different affirmations. And the process I do is reading them and then meditating on them and then writing and doing poems on them. By the way, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I've been studying Dr. Master's work since I was 14 years old. And I always get something new from them. And the subject today is so powerful. It's your perfect already being it. We're starting with here the affirmations. The first one is defining perfection. I understand that the spiritual defining of perfection is absolute beingness without need for change, the eternal or God. Repeating it, if you wish to join along, you can, saying it out loud or to yourself. I understand that the spiritual defining of perfection is absolute beingness without need for change, the eternal or God. The next affirmation is defining you. I accept that the real me of me is eternally one with absolute perfection of God's presence within me. This is a powerful one you could actually put right on your altar and say it every day. Let's repeat it. I accept that the real me of me is eternally one with the absolute perfection of God's presence within me. Very, very powerful statement. The next one is defining dash being it. As you remember, the title is Your Perfect Already Being It. I understand that being it means assuming and channeling the perfection of God's presence according to my soul's purpose at this time in this lifetime. We'll repeat that one, which is a very important one to know, and that is defining dash being it. I understand that being it means assuming and channeling the perfection of God's presence according to my soul's purpose at this time in my lifetime. You know, we're going to go into this again. It's so powerful when we start to really look at what we are saying here and then experience it beyond looking at it, besides saying it, but believing it. A biblical reference here is, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father, God, in heaven is perfect." If you wish to join along, it's just one sentence and easy and powerful. Be ye perfect, even as your Father, God, in heaven is perfect. Next affirmation is God's location. Again, just one sentence. The kingdom of God, or heaven, is at the innermost center of consciousness within me. Again, that reflects also what was said in the Bible, right? The kingdom of God is within. Repeating this, the kingdom of God, or heaven, is at the innermost center of consciousness within me. Next affirmation is on oneness. At the absolute spiritual level of my beingness, I am one with God, and thus God's perfection. Repeating, at the absolute spiritual level of my beingness, I am one with God, and thus God's perfection. The next one is God's perfection, since we just mentioned that. I accept that God's perfection includes creativity, wisdom, love, healing, and power with which I am one. Repeating that, I accept that God's perfection includes creativity, wisdom, love, healing, and power with which I am one. And the next affirmation is meditation. We always include an affirmation on meditation in each of these, right? Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish and maintain contact with the perfection of all God's attributes within me. Repeating it. Through my daily meditation, I establish and maintain contact with the perfection of all God's attributes within me. And the last one here is being it. Every day, I open my conscious mind to channel into my daily life the perfection that I already am due to my inner oneness with universal God consciousness at the center of my mind. Repeating it. Every day, I open my conscious mind to channel into my daily life the perfection that I already am due to my inner oneness with universal God consciousness at the center of my mind. Well, of course, this also ties into some of the other talks we've talked about with Christ consciousness and that oneness with God, which is the base of all of this, and which is why, of course, we do meditate every day. Let's just take a few deep breaths and reflect on some of those affirmations here. Breathing in and absorbing all of that belief and understanding that you are perfect already. You are perfect already, being it. Perhaps you are just perfect just as you are, no matter what this life may show. You know, you are a flower of God. You're expressing the light that Spirit gives you and holds. That love is there in your heart. It's just really always asking to be seen. It's just always waiting for a little opening, some way to get past the illusions and the waking dream. So when you smile and when you understand and when you are one and in the light, that shadow is removed and you break out of the old mold and you can see the truth right there within your soul and you can believe that you indeed are perfect as you are. Why do we think we're not already perfect? I've been reflecting on this all week and it's a really big subject. It's interesting when I think of this, how deep it truly goes. We are in a world that makes money by convincing people in all of the ads and marketing things we see, videos, what we see on social media, is that we are not perfect, that we need to buy this. I have to have this. I need to do this practice. I need to do this yoga class. I need to do this retreat. I need to do that. I need to get this outfit to be perfect and to be accepted, right? And we aren't even aware of the influences that that can have in our lives. We are really lost in a world of Maya and illusion. And it's so deep and it's so thick that there's this cloud that we are living in. And it takes so much light to break free of that influence to realize that we are one with God and we are perfect in that perfection and able to be it, to live it, to actually realize this. Another fact is that you can feel unworthy due to an inferiority complex. If you were already maybe as a child had older brothers and sisters who got more attention, who wanted all the attention, you might have felt like you didn't get the attention and needed to be more to be recognized. It also can also be possible that if you had any abuse in your life, a lot of the abusers try to convince you that you are not good. That way they have control over you. They try to convince you that you aren't good enough. It's a typical pattern. You will see it over and over and over again. So if you experienced known or unknown abuse, be it verbal or physical, both of those can have deep, deep marks that are left on your psyche that you need to heal, because then you never feel that you are good enough and that you're perfect. Another factor can be that we get bombarded by negativity. All you have to do is turn on the news. All you have to do is look around you and see some of the movies. There's negativity that is surrounding this planet, and it's being enforced with every single newscast we see what's going on that's negative. Now, every now and then you might get one positive story at the end of the newscast, so you have 25 minutes of just terrible, awful things that are going on, and then you might get one nice story. But, you know, it's a start. But when you watch the news, how often after watching the news do you feel that you're perfect? Well, maybe better than some of the things we see in the stories. But you know what? You really are a beautiful being of peace and light. You know, God is there within you. You are one with God. And no matter what you see or hear that's negative, you can be a reflection of that pure, unlimited, eternal spirit and the presence of that spirit. You have to return to that essence of that presence when you go into meditation in the morning, at night, whenever you need or kind of are lost in the negativity or feeling that there's too much going on that you are overwhelmed by. Go back to that spirit's presence and let it shine forth, really. Let it literally shine through the darkness. It's right there in your very being. You know, it's this diamond within you, this perfect diamond, a jewel in the lotus that is waiting for you to find. You don't have to go and do any other courses. You don't have to spend a fortune. You don't have to do any of these other things. All you have to do is sit down and meditate and go and find and connect your soul inside. Once you find that soul and have that connection, from there you can connect with God and the spirit and the presence, and you can be able to bring that in to clear anything out that you need. You are blessed when you find this presence. It's right there in your heart. That love that God has is really the answer, and it's the key that will take care of anything in your life. But you have to accept that you are the perfection of that presence. You are that diamond in the lotus. You are part of God's unlimited pure energy. You can embrace that presence and see that you are a reflection of that love of God, that perfect harmony. So let's just take a moment and imagine that we really are perfect as we are right now. Just take a few deep breaths again and just breathe in deeply. Let everything go. Be aware of your breath going in. Hold it for a few seconds and release it. Release anything that is tightness or blocks in your body. Ask for that presence to be with you right now. Ask for God to be with you right now. Go within and connect to your soul. Know that you and the soul are eternal and can survive anything beyond this life, beyond this time. there is always that soul present for you to call upon. So let's call upon that soul right now. Ask that soul to fill your entire vision, your entire feeling of yourself, your mind, your heart, your body, and be with it. Just be with that presence. That presence is the closest thing that you can have as a friend. Let that presence really fill your entire consciousness now. Feel it taking over. More and more space is completely surrounded by this glorious light of the presence of God. Now let's just get into that ability to see how perfect you really are. See yourself for a moment as God sees you. A perfect reflection, His child of light. He sees as Christ consciousness sees all of who you are as one with that pure source of energy that is perfect. Allow that entire feeling of perfection and awareness to enter your consciousness. You are perfect, just as you are. Allow yourself right now to be in that total perfection, not needing a thing, not needing anything more than who you really are. Absorb this perfection. Believe right now that you are beautiful and perfect just as you are. Know that this is your divine destiny. This is who you will always be when you have that soul's presence there within you. Sometimes our perfection is in the imperfections that we have that get us strong and make us realize that when we go back and connect with God, we can be that perfection. So listen always to that voice of the soul in the silence. It wants to speak to you. It will not be denied. You are part of the one great whole that is full of love and peace and harmony. Go to that source and see the bigger picture. Know that in that bigger picture, you are perfect. You are perfect in your imperfection. You are perfect as you love and forgive. You are perfect as you accept just who you really are. You are able to take out your mirror and reflect God and take off the masks and the illusion. Your light can dispel all of that illusion that could be in your awareness. And slowly come out of meditation. And know that you can always go back to that very simple awareness of knowing that you are perfect when you embrace that beingness. And maybe you have a list of things you do every day, but you know, at the top of the list, always put being with God. Being, just being, not doing, but being. Be a human being. Be God's pure truth. Be the living light. Be that life force. That great I am that I am. Embrace that. No matter what you're doing, allow that pure vibration of that oneness to always be solid in your aura, in your heart, in your mind, in your awareness. Know that this is really, truly the greatest gift you can have. You do not need anything but your connection to God and that love. And when you have that, then you can share it. Then you can grace other people with your love and your light. We are already what we seek. That is so important to remember. That's the basis of everything we've been talking about here. If we can just believe, we already have that power of love that can set us free. There's really no price you can put upon that awakening. You know, I wrote that this morning. We are already what we seek. We can be what we wish to be. If we can believe in our soul that love holds the power to set us free, there is no price you can put upon the awakening and what it took. And the epithet of your life can't define the presence of spirit that we here find. For in every single breath and frequency, there is this pulsing energy holding the love that we need, found in the words that we never speak. Here in our very breath of being, there is this inner similarity for every one of us needs that true self within to be known and seen. Yes, we are already what we seek. So as we go through the week, let's remember this. Let's put it to practice. Let's go to that place within and reinforce it, because as we get in the midst of the day and what happens, it's very easy to get off the track of believing that. So this is a wonderful thought to hold in your heart and your soul. You can write some of those affirmations down and keep them with you. I'm going to close today with the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, the book written by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's got practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration applied for your life. It features 130 pages of affirmations to help you shed old mental and emotional patterns. And it helps you to connect with your higher universal mind for guidance. It's available at metaphysics.com. There's a wealth of information as well at metaphysics.com. So take some time and you'll see everything available there. And if you wish, you can actually start on the practice. You can become a metaphysical minister. You can get a metaphysical degree. It's all there at metaphysics.com. And you can also get Dr. Masters' books at amazon.com. It's Dr. Paul Leon Masters at amazon.com. And I have all of these talks, I think I'm up to almost 20 at this point, are on Mystical Perspectives, as with an S, mysticalperspectives.com, and they're there for the entire series. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Remember, you are beautiful, you are perfect, and just be it.